that I did for over a year when I lived at the Real House.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped because, well, I don't know, we got distracted. But now we're going to start back up again because, as we were talking about today, it is a divided time in our country and a divided time in the world. And I think that there are a lot of voices in media and in the street and as we walk around that are reminding us of how divided we are and reminding us of how at odds and how much conflict there is in the world. And I think that taking 5 minutes, just 5 minutes once a week,
mm-hmm.
to remember how connected we are can make a big difference. So Hug Nation, the idea behind Hug Nation is that we sit wherever we are at Tuesday at 1 o'clock Pacific time.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in your car, if you're at your computer, wherever you are, you grasp yourselves by the shoulders,
mm-hmm.
and you squeeze your body, mm-hmm. and as you're squeezing your body, you imagine that your arms are extending beyond your arms, and that the body that you're squeezing is just a representation of all the brothers and sisters out there in the world, the people that are in your neighborhood, the people that you drive by in the street, the people that are on the other side of the country, the people on the other side of the world, that there are hundreds, thousands, millions of people around the world that would rather hug you than hurt you. And so we take just a couple moments and we visualize all those entities out there, and we project our arms, we project our hearts, we project our love, and we visualize this rays of light just connecting this web all around the planet. This loving blanket that is out there, we just need to remember and strengthen it. And we squeeze and feel the squeeze of other people that are doing the same thing from their physical place. And we try to hold on to that love and remember as we think of other brothers and sisters around the world for the next week that they were a part of this hug as well. Any words that you want to share with our brothers and sisters that are joining us in this hug?
I quickly thought of a friend of mine in Palestine, and I have never walked in his shoes, but I know how sad he feels about the great tragedy of generation to generation of 1,000 years, and he is my brother, and he doesn't have the privileges that I have. And my friends are saying that until we find some answer in that part of the little part of the world, our brothers to be brothers, we won't settle things in Iraq. And it's so sad because we're all made from a little piece of star from the constellations, and here we are rolling around and we are messing up this earth by selfishness and greed and misunderstanding of what we really are. The very cynicism troubles me in this day, but I pray and sincerely that the day after November 2nd, we remember that we have been unusually blessed, so many of us.